Made a few years ago now in my student bedroom in first year, and it's literally made on one little mic, probably 100 quid's worth of sort of audio interface that was massively overly priced, as all these things are. And I didn't really know a lot of what I was doing, really. I just sort of went for it. There's a lot of reverb thrown onto it because that seems to be every demo musician's best friend, and it came out nicely, thankfully.
You're at Newcastle University still doing like a medical course. How do you balance the course and your music's career?
I've been in Newcastle 3 years now, and I started writing more seriously when I went to uni. I hadn't been playing long before I went. I don't know, really. It's a very common question how to balance everything, but it's one of those things where you can put as much or a little time into it as you please, and because recording at the moment is something that you can very much taper around the rest of the studies. But I like to think of very separate things. I enjoy being creative as often as I can, so it's quite nice to be able to come and play shows and write music that others hopefully enjoy.
What are your future plans beyond this gig? Have you got any coming up gigs, maybe an EP, or maybe you could be working on an album in the future, or is that too soon?
A little too soon for an album, I think. We're working on an EP as we speak. Hopefully should be ready in the next couple of months, which will just be a bit too late for festival season, but hopefully come the autumn we can really do some work on that. Played a lot of gigs already this year, so it'd be nice to have a bit of a break and focus on getting an EP nail.
Okay, now one of the things I noticed that you did recently was So Far Sounds, and that came to Westminster University, and there was loads of great artists. Why did you take part in it? Because you seem to enjoy it.
I massively enjoy So Far Sounds. I run the Newcastle branch of that marvellous organisation. It's just a really unique way to view music. There's always a quiet, attentive, utterly silent audience, which is just something you don't get everywhere. And for someone who prides themselves on trying to be lyrically original, it's really nice when people sit and listen. I love playing those shows, and they're all over the world now, these So Far Sounds events, and I think it's a great way for passionate, driven musicians to travel and meet people all over the world who listen. It's fantastic.
Who's been your favourite artist from the Newcastle So Far Sounds that you've heard, and why?
We had Nathaniel Ratliff, who some of your listeners might know is a really, really impressive singer-songwriter from Denver, Colorado. But he's played with Mumford & Sons and Ben Howe and all the rest of it. But we've had some fans, some of the local musicians. We've had Brooke Bentham, who's playing tonight. She's utterly fantastic and played an amazing set for us. We've had a group of lads called Dancing Years from Leeds who look great, and it's just a brilliant way to meet all these musicians who've got a similar mindset to yourself, and it's a great way to make friends and hopefully play some gigs together in the future.
As this is Trellis's Records' first birthday, what is your fondest memory of Trellis Records?
Putting out my previous single last May through Trellis was one of the best things I've ever done. We had blogs from all over the country writing to get was involved, and that was an absolute privilege and made me feel very special.